Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, notice verse number 31, now the angel begins to prophesy. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Oh, do you notice there in verse number 31, shall call his name Jesus. In our King James Version Bible, I want you to notice that every letter of the name Jesus is capitalized. Now, thank God, here in the wonderful city of Cincinnati, Pastor, I have gained enough respect that they, or at least most of them, they start my name Doug with a capital D. Thank God! But Jesus, every letter is capitalized. Oh, what a small thing, but oh, how fitting that is. Amen? And you know, all of these different religions, my wife spoke of that gentleman that said that he was Buddhist, and of course there are so many Hindus, and we are fighting the Muslims and all of the Jewish and the different religions of this world. They all agree with verse number 31. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. I think they all agree that Mary conceived in her womb. Bring forth a son. No one argues. He was a boy. He was a son. Shalt call his name Jesus. No one claims he was really Jethro. They all agree his name was Jesus. Oh, but the controversy. The difference in what we believe between us and them can all be found in that next line. And shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great! Woo! Oh, thank God for the opportunity tonight. I just love to tell you a little bit that my Jesus, he is great! He is great! Woo! I would love to have the opportunity to bring in Saddam Hussein and all of the Muslim leaders and let them sit down and let me just preach to them a little while. Oh, I know I'm not a great orator or great flowery words and all of those things. Oh, but let me tell you, I could tell them a little bit about my Jesus. I could tell them a little bit about my Jesus. Woo! I could tell them, when I was just a boy, we was having church there in the Pentecostal barn. Thank God. And Brother Cole preached that night about a place called hell. And oh, as he preached, there was something on the inside of me that I had never felt before. Oh, I started thinking about a lie that I told. I started thinking about things that I knew wasn't right in my life. And oh, I couldn't wait until he made that altar call. And oh, for the first time ever in my life, I began to weep spiritual tears. And oh, let me tell you, my friend, If you're old enough to know what I'm talking about, you're old enough to cry tears. Amen. You're old enough to come to the altar and pray through. Amen. Oh, and I'm so glad that night I stepped out of the pew. I walked down to the altar, and as a child, I knelt down on my knees and I began to tell the Lord that I was sorry for what I'd done. I wanted to be saved. And let me tell you, He saved my soul. Woo! My daddy's daddy was an alcoholic from the time that he was a young man in his 20s. My daddy had 6 brothers. 2 of them died in drunk driving car accidents. And the other 4 of his brothers, all 4 became alcoholics. Alcohol has been a terrible demonic force in my family. Oh, but I want to tell you, God kept me from it. Oh, not that I was ever good enough. Not that I was ever great enough that I could walk away and have no dealings with it. Oh, because now I've got a whole multitude of my cousins that I love so much, that I grew up with so closely, that are now alcoholics and now bound by sin and alcohol. But oh, I want you to know that Jesus was great enough to deliver me from that terrible demonic force of alcohol. I'm here to tell you, friend, I am sober tonight. I am not on drugs. I am not an alcoholic. And it's not because of how good I am, but it's because Jesus, He is great. Woo! Well, July 22nd, 96, we had the privilege of pastoring in Jonesboro, Illinois. I was on my way to make a hospital visit there in my little Suzuki Samurai, going 50 miles an hour. Another gentleman in a full-size Buick going 70 to 75 miles per hour, the police estimated. Talking on a cell phone, he crossed the yellow line and hit me head on. Oh, it was a very, very tragic accident. Oh, my friend, immediately 911 was called, and the paramedics, the ambulances came, and when the head medic got there, in order to get where I was, he had to climb up on the vehicles, and he got to where he could reach me, and he began to move the other things from trying to relieve the pressure from around me a little bit. And he started looking for a sign of life. The other medics all told me later about how that his eyes filled with tears as he was looking so diligently for a sign of life. Understand, he recognized me. This was on a Monday morning. Saturday afternoon, I'd preached his little sister's funeral. I was his mama's pastor. He knew who I was, and he was trying to find a sign of life. He raised up with his eyes filled with tears and officially pronounced me DOA, dead on arrival. Climbed down from the wreckage, went over to the ambulance, and there he sat down and wrote up the death certificate. They took me to the hospital so the doctors could confirm it and sign the death certificate. And on the way to the hospital, they said that I made a hiccuping sound. And they immediately began to work with me, you know, and then they lost it again. So by law, they had to pronounce me dead again, cross out the time of death, and put a new time of death down. That happened a couple times on the way to the hospital, several times in the emergency room, and now at the Union County Courthouse is my death certificate on file, and it has 7 times of death crossed out and another one written. Oh, my death certificate is on file, but I'm somewhere down there on Eastern Avenue preaching a revival and telling folks that Jesus is great! Woo! Oh, my friends. Dr. Martin told me about it himself. He said that they had already covered me up, pushed me over to the side, called my wife to come to the hospital and identify the body. Said that he said I'd been working all night long. He said, I just couldn't wait to get out of there. I was so tired. I had so much to do. He said, and my relief doctor came in, and I was so glad to get out of there. He said, but as I started leaving, the preacher caught my eye. And something spoke to me and thought, I need to go over there and check on him. He said, and I knew I didn't have time for that. He said, I can't tell you what it was, preacher, but something just pulled me over there to you. I said, I know what it was. Woo! And oh, he reached underneath the covering there and took me by the hand. And he said, when I did, I felt a strong pulse. Oh, I'm telling you that Jesus is great. Jesus is great! Oh, thank God for all of those paramedics there on the scene that did all that they could to revive me and did all that they could to help me. But oh, could I tell you that man has his limitations. Man has his limitations. Thank God for those doctors there in the emergency room and all that they did, Brother Austin, to try to revive me and help me. Thank God for all of their efforts. But could I tell you, man has limitations. But let me tell you about my Jesus. God is not a man. I said, God is not a man. Woo! Oh, after many weeks that turned into months there in intensive care, finally they would take me to a step-down unit. Bad things kept happening. Lungs collapsed and things just, they kept thinking it was over. Time and time again, the Lord would move. Right on time. Oh, I'd love to explain to you exactly why that God doesn't move just whenever we think that He ought to. Just whenever we ask Him, move right then. I wish I could explain it, but I'm not good enough with words to explain it to you. But I can tell you that He has a way which is higher than our ways. He has thoughts that are higher than our thoughts. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Amen! Woo! After a long stay in the hospital, they took my wife to the side. I was 29 years old. They explained to her, and this has been some 9.5 years ago, they explained to her that I would be blind the rest of my life. They explained to her I was 90% blind. The optical nerve had been severed. All but just about a hair thickness was still attached. And there was nothing that could ever be done. I would be blind the rest of my life. They explained that my left side was partially paralyzed, completely useless, and I would be crippled the rest of my life, wheelchair bound. At that time, I couldn't even sit up on my own. They explained to her that my bottom jaw had been crushed, broken many times all the way around, and they had it, my teeth wired shut so that they had all the bones in their right directions and placed correctly so that hopefully that it would just heal naturally. And they explained to her that even if someday I could build up enough strength that they could surgically rebuild that jaw, that the brain damage was so severe, I would never have the mentality to speak again in complete sentences. Oh, my friend, I'm preaching to you, Jesus is great! Woo! I said, Jesus is great! Would somebody say that with me tonight? Jesus is great! Say it loud enough. enough for the devil to hear us. Jesus is great. Say it again. Jesus is great. Woo! My wife was only 23 years old. We had children 2 and 4. They explained to her that I needed to be monitored 24 hours a day, that my condition was so severe that I'd have to be cared for as if caring for a baby, and that they didn't think that she would be capable of doing that back home, that I'd been in the hospital so long that it would be better if I would be transferred to a nursing home. So they explained to her they would not release me from the hospital unless she signed the paperwork. So she did. But I was transported by an ambulance to a local nursing home in Metropolis, Illinois. This 29-year-old preacher was living in a nursing home. Oh, my friend, I'm preaching to you that Jesus is great. I said, Jesus is great! Oh, my friend, that was a place that I hated every moment that I was there. Oh, let me tell you, every day that I was there, folks from the church I pastored there, they would come and visit me, or family and friends from up in Cincinnati, would come down and visit me and pray with me and say such wonderful things. But they had visiting hours. Every day at a certain time, they all had to leave. And they'd leave me sitting there in my chair. They'd hug my neck. And they'd tell me good things. But then they'd leave. Understand that all of them had to go by the rules, the procedures of the home. That's because they're man. Oh, but could I tell you about my Jesus? God is not a man! He can go where no man can go! Woo! There one day when everyone had left me, and just my wife was allowed to spend the night there whenever she could, and I was sitting there in my chair, and my friends, I won't lie to you, I felt very sorry for myself. Thought that it was so bad. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord came down, and Jesus took His big arms and He wrapped them around me. And oh, He reminded me of the promise that He gave me and He gave you. Lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Woo! All the way, even to the end of the world. Thank God for a Jesus. He can stay when everybody else has got to go. One of the saddest things that I experience as a preacher is there at the end of funerals. It's our custom for the preacher to go and stand next to the casket. And all there at the end, when the mommies, daddies, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, close loved ones, come and say goodbye to that corpse for the last time. Oh, what a sad moment that is. But hey, I come with you with good news. Jesus is great. My God is not a man. Amen. He can go where nobody can go. Hey, you ain't never alone as long as you've got Jesus. For He is great. Woo! Oh, my friends, whenever Missy got the faith, let me tell you something about my Jesus. My Jesus, He always gives you just what you need, just when you need it. Come on now. Has he ever failed you? He ain't never failed me yet now. Come on here. He always gives you just what you need, Brother Sean, right when you need it. Amen! Oh, my friends, my wife got a gift from God. It was a gift of faith. Now, she never had that kind of faith, that much faith quite like that before. And I have to tell you, I ain't never had that much faith. But oh, God gave her just what she needed right when she needed it. I don't know what you're needing. If it's courage, if it's strength, if it's just a strong nerves, whatever it is, and your emotions, your personality, I want you to know that God will give you just what you need when you need it. Amen! The Lord spoke to Missy's heart. Go to the nursing home. Sign Doug out. Bring him home so you can take him to church, because I'm going to heal him. Well, she walked in that nursing home with all the boldness of a lion, and she told the administration, I've came to sign Doug out. Jesus spoke to me and told me he's going to heal him. Well, I think you all know they don't talk our language, Brother Allen. They didn't much go for that now. Come on. The attorneys was called in. It was explained to her that they did not believe that I could survive without their care. And she would be liable for my death. Oh, that's great faith, my friend. That was a gift from God. How in the world does anybody get that kind of faith? I've had people sincerely ask me, Pastor, how in the world did Missy have that kind of faith? Oh, it was a gift from God. Amen. Come on now. My friend, sometimes you can't do it on your own. Sometimes you just can't do it now. Come on here. But God will give you just what you need when you need it. Do you believe me? I said God's going to give you just what you need when you need it, because Jesus is great. Woo! They brought me home from the nursing home. There I would be taken next door. We lived in the parsonage next to the church. And every church service, those wonderful brothers would come over with the wheelchair. And they would pick me up and put me in the wheelchair and lay the chair back, you know, and push me in there. And every service after service, they'd push me down the middle aisle. And all of those good holiness people would gather around me, pray for me, weep. Service after service, they'd take me back to the house, pick me up and put me back in the bed, still in the same condition. I was in horrible pain every day. I was blind. I was crippled. My left side partially paralyzed, totally useless. My mouth wired shut. I was so confused. My mind just wasn't working right. Day after day, they would pray and pray, but I was still in the same condition. I don't know just how to explain it to you, friend. Why that God hasn't moved just the way that you're wanting Him to move yet. But I know this, that one of these days, me, you're welcome to come over and sit on my front porch over on the other side. We'll drink some iced tea, and I'll tell you, hey, now that you look back on it, can't you see that all things, it worked together for your own good, because you loved God, because you was the called according to His purpose. Amen. Come on over to my mansion. Let's sit out there, Brother Hardness, and let's talk about it a while. That didn't everything work out for your own good? Because that's the way that Jesus is. Jesus is
great.
I said Jesus is
great.
Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Oh, thank God for that service that finally came. Jesus knew exactly when He was going to move. He had a purpose. I can't tell you why He didn't move the night before, but I know He knows. And oh, when we get over on the other side, come on over and we'll talk about it. Amen. Oh, but that night I was sitting here where Brother Todd is. And oh, after Brother Kevin got done preaching, some of the brothers came back and said, Brother Doug, we've been waiting for this night. We want to pray for you. I was able to kind of be carried and dragged myself with a walker, you know, and I couldn't move my left side without moving, you know, and they brought me up with my walker, and they all gathered around me, and they laid hands upon me, anointed me with oil. And as they did, one of the sisters said, well, Jesus said, they shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Woo! When she said that, I felt such a charge of the Holy Ghost. Woo! I don't even remember which one it was that said it. Oh, and you know what? If she would have said, Pastor Don Helton said, I'd have listened. And I'd have respected it. Amen. If she would have said, well, your Pastor David Miller said, I'd have listened to it and I'd have appreciated it. But she said, Jesus said, and Jesus is great. I said, Jesus is great. Woo! They prayed for me. And oh, I felt so much of the Holy Ghost. Oh, when they got done praying, I just wanted to take off and run the pews a while and shout. But the pain was so severe. I could feel that I didn't feel any different. The pain was so severe. They helped me back and set me back down on the front pew. And there I was sitting, and my brother Dwayne, he got up singing that song, There's a Miracle in the Making for You. Y'all know that song? There's a Miracle in the Making for You. Dwayne, as he was singing that song, I'll tell you, I just felt so much of the Lord, because things quit hurting. This and that and that there. It just quit hurting! Without thinking about what I was doing. I know Brother Charlie down here, he'll tell you I've always had that problem doing things without thinking. But I really did something without thinking that night. I raised my paralyzed arm up in the air, and I started praising the Lord because the pain was gone. I wasn't even thinking about my paralyzed arm being up in the air. I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm feeling so much better, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I looked up, and there on the platform, my wife's brother, Brian Miller, and Brother Kevin, that Webster was the preacher that night, they walked to the end of the platform, and they was getting people to look at me. And they was hitting each other, you know, and they was snickering about my arm, you know, and they was just kind of laughing, you know, and getting folks to look at me, you know. I'm sitting there, I have no idea what they're snickering about. And I'll just tell you the truth. Brother Helton, I was thinking, Lord have mercy. Here I am getting a blessing, and Kevin and Brian's up there laughing at me. They need to be sanctified. I'm getting a blessing, and they're laughing. Well, Brian, he realized I knew what was going on, and these folks, and he showed, you know, pointed at his arm, you know, and pointed at me. Lord have mercy! That's my paralyzed arm up in the air, church! Hey! Jesus is great! I said Jesus is great! Woo! I thank God for every physical therapist that took so much time to work with me and raised my arm thousands of times and begged me to hold it there and would count and say, I'm going to let all of that stuff. Oh, but let me tell you, it wasn't the therapy. Thank God for every one of them that did all they could to help me. Oh, but this is because Jesus is great. I said, Jesus is great. Woo! And oh, my friends, I was waving. You know how holiness people are. Y'all are holiness people. Our kids marry their kids, and our grandkids marry their grandkids, and you go to the same church for very long, you're going to be kin to everybody. That's the way we are, you know, up there at the home church. And I was waving at folks, you know, and getting their attention, you know, and smiling from ear to ear that my arm was moving. And I waved at Brother Dave doing the microphones up there on the platform. And I waved at Dave, and he went,
"You see me?"
Lord have mercy. I never even thought about it. I could see every man clearly. Hey, my blinded eyes are open tonight, church. They've done all the tests up here at the Cincinnati Eye Institute with all the x-rays of my optical nerve being severed, and there ain't nothing they can do about it. And now they say it's like a brand new one has been stretched out there. Can't tell there's ever been anything wrong. Hey, church, Jesus, that's what done it. He is great. Thank God. Oh, for when Brother Miller said, "Let's all stand and be dismissed." Oh, I stood up and I didn't fall. And there was something in my heart. I just felt it. Take a step. I've healed you. You're going to be able to walk now. Take a step. Oh, but let me tell you something. Every time, you hear me now, every time that Jesus is speaking to your heart and Jesus is dealing with you about things in your life and things of what you're doing, I want you to know the devil's going to come in on the scene. And oh, there was something so loud in my mind that was saying, that's not God. You try to take a step, because I had tried many, many times, friend. And every time I wound up laying in the floor, and oh, I could hear it so clearly. You try to take a step. The way this wonderful service is going to end is everybody's going to be gathered around you, checking to make sure you're okay. After all that God's done for you, you better not blow this now. Get a hold of that walker! Oh, but my friends, when the Lord gets ready, you better move.
Amen.
Come on now!
Yes.
We are His sheep and we know His voice!
Yes.
And oh, my friends, I'm so glad. I don't know. Surely that was not my only chance to ever be healed or being able to walk again. I surely don't think it was, but I don't know when I'd have had my other chance. I don't know how long it would have been. Oh, but I'm so glad. I just took a deep breath. I said, in the name of Jesus. And I took a step. It wasn't a very pretty step. It was kind of pitiful looking, I know. And I know I still walked a little bit of a limp, but I'm still walking. Ain't fair yet, folks. Why? Because Jesus is great. Woo! You know, whenever I stood up there to walk over top of that church, hey, you know what? As I'm telling you about it, over top of this church, in the airwaves, is the televangelist and radio ministries that are explaining about their last miracle campaign, their last healing crusade. And for $50, they'll pray for you too. I believe that's a bunch of foolishness. I hope I'm amongst some holiness folks tonight that know that that's not the way our God operates. Oh, but let me tell you about how our God operates now. Come on here. Ah, the Holy Ghost moved there upon James, and he wrote, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What's the Lord's name?
Jesus.
What's his name again?
Jesus.
Anointing them with oil. Wow. The power that must be in that there oil. No. It's obedience.
Amen.
It's Jesus' way of making sure we're doing it His way.
Amen.
Come on now. Looking in the camera and explaining that if you'll send $50 to the preacher, he'll pray for you. That's not Jesus' way. Come on here now. But calling for the elders of the church. Anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord, which is...
Jesus.
That's how healing takes place. Because that's His way! Woo!
Amen.
And tonight, friends, I stand before you by myself. Thank God I didn't have to be wheeled in here. And I didn't have to bring my walker. Oh, thank God He healed me. I can raise my left hand and most of the time know that I'm doing it. Because Jesus healed me. I can see you. I'm watching you. Because Jesus healed me. Oh, my friend. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm preaching. Because Jesus is great. Let's say it so loud the devil hears us.
Jesus is great.
Stand with me tonight. Woo! This isn't Brother Doug's way. Pastor Helton is one of the finest men of God that I've ever met. But this isn't his way. This is Jesus' way.
Amen.
I didn't come up with this. Pastor Helton didn't have a big ideal. Jesus said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Jesus!
Amen.
That's his way. And oh, my friends, I want to ask you tonight, oh, if you are here tonight, I would love to have the privilege and the opportunity to do it God's way. I want to ask everybody that would be in need of prayer tonight just to come and line up across the front here and let's have prayer. Let's pray for all that needs prayer tonight. Come right on. Come right on. Come right on. Oh, it don't matter how big. It don't matter how small. Because Jesus is
great.
Woo! Come right on and let us believe together tonight. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.